You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshat Teshuvim, you should go after it. So why does the Torah first say V'Yisalamta, and if you and you might ignore it? Why does it give the possibility of V'Yisalamta? So the Gemara says Pamim Shorach Lehisalim, because there, even though there's an Isur Lo Suchal Lehisalim, there are times based on the pasuk V'Yisalamta that you should ignore an Aveda. For instance, like Zokin Vein Lefich Vaydai. And the Gemara says, could that be? Could that pasuk also be utilized and be the source for Kayim Bebeis HaKvaris? So the Gemara says, no. Because Kayim Bebeis HaKvaris, I would know, because why would you think a Kayim could be metame himself to go into the Bebeis HaKvaris? Hashemah Zambed is an assay, right? And a Kayim to be metame would be over the Isser of Balti Tame and the assay of Kedoshim Yiyu. And even though we have a general rule, Aseh Docha Lo Saseh, we have a similar rule, Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh V'Aseh. So the Gemara seems to say the Pasuk of V'Yisalamta is not really applicable to the case of Kohen. Shetumas Kohen Aseh V'Lo Saseh, Aseh V'Kedoshim Tiyu, V'Lo Saseh D'Lo Yitami. V'Ein Aseh D'Hashava Docha Aseh V'Lo Saseh. Came of the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this halach and Perkei Alaf halach Yed Ches, he says that a kohen cannot go into the basic verse. Ve'ein zu l'shoinei mamash. The Rambam is a little unclear what the reason is. Is the Rambam giving the reason of V'Yisalamta, or is he giving the reason of Ein aseh docheh lo saseh v'aseh? So it appears that the Rambam chooses the reason Ein aseh docheh lo saseh v'aseh. V'hinei b'bav metziya lamed amin aleph, but the Gemara b'bav metziya lamed amin aleph says amrinan shom shnei ta'am dein koin metam el hachzer aveda. Now it's interesting, the Gemara there says, why would I need a pasuk v'salamta to tell me a koin shouldn't go in? There are two other reasons that I would know a koin can't go in. One is that ein aseh of hashavas aveda doche the aseh and the lo saseh of coin, tumas coin. Va'od, furthermore, the Gemara says there, chag de nasi docholosis vasei, va'od, delo dachinan isura mekamim amayim. I will not be doicha the isur that a coin has for the moment of another individual. And we'll see this, machlekes rishonim, 2 days in the Ramban.
That's the reason.
Two days in the Ramban, how to explain that. Okay, we'll see that. But nevertheless, the question is, so here the Minchas Chinuch brings a very famous machloikas in Tosfos. Tosfos in Chulin Kof Mem Aleph Amud Aleph brings the sheet of one of the Balei Tosfos, the Riva. The Riva's sheet is in any scenario of Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Vaseh. For instance, the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Dalet says, based on the Mishnah in Bamin Madlikin, Ein Madlikin Shemen Sreifa Biyantav. If I have Truma Tameya, I cannot go ahead and light Truma Tameya on Yantav. So the Gemara gives a whole slew of reasons. One reason the Gemara gives is that the mitzvah to light Truma Tameya is an aseh. But the lav of Yontif is a lo saseh komalacha, and another aseh of Shabbos. So the aseh of Sreifas Kachim is not doichid the aseh and lo saseh of Yontif. What happens if someone would be Sreif Kachim? What happens if a person does go ahead and do the aseh versus the aseh and lo saseh? Would he get malchus or not? So the Riva is of the opinion that's a very simple arithmetic. The aseh is docha de lo saseh, and all you're left with is the aseh. So all that is standing in the way of you doing the mitzvah is the aseh. And you don't get malchus on the aseh. Since you do not get malchus in the aseh, if I do the aseh versus the lo saseh and aseh, I would not get malchus. That is the reverse sheet. Another example is the Gemara speaks about the idea of the aseh of mitzvah. A guy goes ahead and needs a bird for to do the mitzvah of shiluach tziporim by mitzvah. Does the assay of Shiluach Tziporim by Mesorah doche the assay and the los assay by Shiluach HaKam? The guy goes ahead and needs a bird to do Shiluach Mitzorah by Mitzorah. And he sees a nest. Does it, do you say the assay of Shiluach Tziporim by Mitzorah is doche the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKam? The Gemara says no.
There it's not really Beidna. There it's.
Right, that's a separate question. That's a separate question. That's a separate question of Beidna. That's a separate question. But anyway, the Gemara actually says a kufim alvav ein asay docha lo sasay vasay. So the Gemara says, and what if he is over the lav? So the Gemara says he could be over the lav, and Tosfos says this is a raya against the Riva, because the Riva's shita is whenever you have ein asay docha lo sasay vasay, if you go ahead and do the asay neged the lo sasay and the asay, you do not get malchus. You might be over love, but you do not get malchus.
I thought you're not over because the asay is docha lo sasay.
Right. So that right. So Tosfos answers up the question on the Riva that even the Riva would say, I may be over the love, but that's not the Riva actually says you're right. The asay is docha lo sasay. All I'm left with is the asay, and there's no malchus.
Yes.
What's his raya? So it's interesting, his raya is actually a Gemara in Pesachim, Memvav. I didn't mention last time his raya, the Riva. The Gemara in Pesachim, Memvav says like this. There's an idea of Hayil. The Gemara wants to know, is there a concept in a halach of Hayil? For instance, the Gemara says, can I go ahead and cook on Yontif for the sake of Chol? So the Gemara says, is Machlokes Rab and Rav Chisda. If I go ahead and cook on Yontif for Chol, do I get Malchus? So the Gemara says, no, you do not get Malchus. So the Gemara says, one reason according to Rabbi I don't get Malchus, Hoyel. Hoyel v'iboy mikle orchim. Since at the time I cooked on Yontif, it's possible that cooking will be for the sake of Yontif. Since there's that potential, I do not get Malchus, even if no guests show up. Does the potential of my action not being Asur abrogate the punishment for that action? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? There's a braisa that says, if you do charisha on yontiv, I get malchus. What do you mean? Hoel v'i by shochet zipor. What do you mean? If I do charisha, it has the potential to be used for kisuei hadam on yontiv. So the Riva asks, big deal, it could be used for kisuei hadam. Hoel, even though there's a potential for kisuei hadam, the asay of kisuei hadam should not be docha the los asay and the asay of what? Of yontif. So big deal, hoyel, I can use it for kisuei hadam. I still have only the asay of kisuei hadam versus the asay and los asay of yontif. So the Riva answers that no. The Gemara is not talking about whether it's mutter. The Gemara is saying hoyel, because of hoyel, I should not get malchus. And once I have the asay, even though I have a los asay and asay against it, it goes ahead and relieves the punishment of Malchus. That's the Shitas Riva. So the question is over here in this Gemara by Kohen Bebeis HaKfaris. Again, it says the Kohen, according to one reason in the Gemara, you cannot go in, Kohen cannot go into the Bebeis HaKfaris and retrieve an Aveda, because the Aseh of Hashanah Aveda is not Docha, the Aseh and Los Aseh of Balti Tama of the Kohen. Then the Gemara says, Va'od, furthermore, lo dachinan isuri mekame mamayna. So the question is there a major nafka mina, the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, between the two reasons in the Gemara? So according to the Riva, there would be no nafka mina, correct? Because according to the Riva, in both cases, there would not be Malchus. But according to Shitas Tosfos, that when you say, there is still Malchus, there's a major nafka mina. According to the reason, in asay docholos asay va'asay, Kohen would never get malchus. But according to the next reason, the lo dachinon isur makam amayna, it means there isn't even a dachia to begin with. Therefore, according to the second reason, there would be malchus to the Kohen.
Why would the Riva not agree with that?
What?
Why would the Riva not agree with that? If this is because of lo dachinon, because of
Eino chinami. So if you hold, but if you hold like the Riva, then there would be a nafka mina between the two, correct?
Yeah.
If you hold like the Riva, Riva, then there's a nafka mina, correct, right?
The other way, yeah.
Then there is a nafka mina. Because ein asi dochlos asay v'asay no malchus.
Right.
But v'lo dachin asur, so that's the question. V'nei l'tam de ein asi dochlos asay v'asay im avar mechulok m'marishani. The das Riva, b'chulin perik shuluch hakankuf ma'afu ma'af demas lo, de ein o loke, So the question that he wants to raise is this issue. Does the Rambam hold like the Riva or not? So this is a major discussion in Achronim. Shar HaMelech discusses this, he brings. What is the Rambam's opinion concerning this machlokes?
The question is why the Rambam didn't bring the other reason.
Right.
Because it's a nafgamina. Since there is a nafgamina. If there was no nafgamina, you would have no problem. Yeah. Since there is a nafgamina, he should have brought the other reason.
That's what we're saying, right? That's the logic over here. Very good. Okay, let's see. Dana say. Now help me out here with this. I get a little lost in this logic. In came Benazir. The Yesh Gam Kain Ase. I am Barabbah Perik Aleph Minazir's Halacha Gimel. So Nazir, there's an Isser for a Nazir to cut his hair. And that Isser for the Nazir to cut his hair is a double Isser. It's an Aseh of Gadol, what is the Gadol Perah? Right, Gadol Perah Sarayshai. And the other Isser is what? V'sa'ar lo Savi Barayshai. There's a Lav, V'sa'ar lo Savi, and an Aseh of Gadol Perah. So the question is, what happens when a Nazir is a Metzairah? There's a Nazir, and during his Naziris, he gets Saras. So the Gemara in Yevamos and a few places, Hay and Vav, says the Aseh of Tiglachas Metzora is Doiche, the lowest Aseh of Sar Lo Yavo Barasha. The problem is, how could the Aseh of Metzora Tiglachas be Doiche and Aseh and lowest Aseh of Nazir? So the Gemara in Yevamos says, you know why? Because even though Ein Aseh Doiche Lo Aseh Vaseh, the Aseh and Los Aseh of Nazir is Yeshno B'She'elu. Since there's a possibility for him to go ahead and get a Heter on his Hafla of Naziris, that Aseh and Los Aseh of Naziris is Kiel, is a little weaker than a normal Aseh of Los Aseh. Therefore the Aseh of Tekalakas Mitzorah is Doiche. So Ach Isa B'She'elu. Mavor B'Vamas Heyam and Aleph. So that's very nice. That's the Gemara. Acha Rambam, but when the Rambam brings this halacha that tikalachas mitzora is doicha, the iser of a nazir to cut his hair in perek zayim mizrus halacha tesvav, the cost of the asay tikalachas doicha los asay vaasay the nazir av the ain asay doicha los asay vaasay, he gives another reason. The Rambam. What's the reason the Rambam gives? He says like this, the Rambam. The Rambam says that once a Nazir becomes Tameh, his Yemei Tuma do not count towards fulfilling his obligation of Naziris. So if a guy took Naziris, Tam Naziris of Shloshim Yom, but let's say a guy took Naziris of 100 days, correct? And somewhere within the 100 days he becomes Tameh, it's Saiser everything. And his Yemei Tuma causes him to start counting from the beginning. Therefore, the Rambam is of the opinion that once a fellow during his Naziris becomes a Metzora, since his status as a Nazir becomes degraded because he has to start to count again, only the Los Aseh is applicable, but the Aseh falls off. Because since Yemei Chiluto, since some of his days of Tuma do not count towards his Naziris, during that time period, his Naziris is falling away. And since his Naziris is falling away, the Rambam says there is no Aseh. So according to the Rambam, the reason Tekalachas Mitzorah is Doicha Naziris is not because of Yeshno B'She'elah, like the Gemara says. But rather the Rambam comes up with his own Sfarah. And how the Rambam deals with the Gemara is another reason. But anyway, the Rambam says, Kevin the Yemei Chiluto Eino Oilam. since part of the days of Tumah do not count towards his Naziris, the Aseh falls away. V'lo kosev atam de'isa b'she'ela. The Ram does not seem to agree to the reason of the Gemara, that the Gemara seems to say that the Aseh and Los Aseh Naziris are yashna b'she'ela. Therefore,
we're talking about the Hiskalachas Mitzera after the Mitzera becomes Torah again.
Yeah, right. That's part of his Tahara process. But at that time, he's not Torah yet. Because he needs to Tiglach Mitzorin to bring Karbanos. So at that time, he's in the middle of Yemei Chiluto, correct?
But the Kohen has announced him Torah. I mean, he's ready to do his Galachos Mitzorin.
He is, but there's still Yemei Tuma Chiluto. Meaning, if that Mitzorin would walk into a house before he brings his Karbanos, whoever's in the house would still be Tame.
Let's say the Mitzorin, while he's still a Mitzorin, the Kohen hasn't pronounced him Torah yet. He's still in his status of Mitzorin. The Rambam would hold that if he goes ahead and he cuts his hair then, he's not over Nosir because he's in the Yemei Chaluta. It should be the same logic.
He'd be over the Lav. He'd be over the Lav. He wouldn't be over the Aseh.
You wouldn't be over the Aseh.
Right. That's the Rambam Shita.
Why is there a difference between the Aseh and the Lav?
That's the Rambam Shita. There's a difference between the Lav and the Aseh. So they arise for
any time while he's tummy anyway, there's no Aseh.
Correct. That's the Rambam Shita. He splits the Aseh and the Los Aseh. And there are Gemaras that seem to split the Aseh and the Los Aseh under certain circumstances. Anyway, but that's the Rambam Shita in any event. Kevin the Yemei Chiluta in Oilin. V'lo kosev atam. It's interesting, the Rambam does not bring the reason that the Aseh and Los Aseh of Nazir are weak and the Isa B'She'ela.
Yeah, but the Rambam holds then that the...
What?
There must be Yerushalmi or Tosefta.
Or another Gemara, it seems to me.
Or another Gemara, right.
So you all see the Aseh...
By the way, there is another Gemara. The Stipler says in Yevamos, there's another Gemara. There's the Gemara by Kainim Sukkah. The Gemara in the Darim says Kainim Sukkah. If a person says in a certain way, Yeshiva, Kainim Alai, you know, Sukkah. This Sukkah is Aser to me. So to go ahead and take a neder or shvur connected to mitzvah, you can't. But to do it in a certain fashion, there's a certain roundabout way, a person can say, koinim sukkah alai. Not that the mitzvah sukkah is asur to me, but the sukkah itself.
This sukkah he means? Or
yeah. This whatever, or a sukkah, any sukkah. Meaning, so what does the Gemara say? Yeshev basukkah, right, for yilke. So the Rashba asks over there, why? Let the Aseh of Sukkah be Docha, the Aseh and Los Aseh of the Neder. Because the Aseh and the Los Aseh Neder, the Isa B'She'ela. So the Rashba says that there's a steer in the Sugyas. The Sugyas in Yevamos says when an Isa B'She'ela, right, then the Aseh can be Docha, the Los Aseh and Aseh. But the Gemara by Kanim Sukkah, the Rashba says, is a steer to this. So the Stifler points out that there are Rishonim who say that there are other Gemaras, like the Gemara of Kanim Sukkah, where even on the Issa B'She'ela, you still have what? You still have the Los Aseh and the Aseh.
It doesn't answer where the Rambam got his Torah, though.
No, he's saying, well, the Rambam, two things. First of all, he rejects that, but nevertheless, that's the halacha.
Yeah,
right. It's a Ferish Gemara that says that Tiglachas, based on a Pasuk, based on a Pasuk, the Pasuk says Tiglachas Mitzorah is what? Is Doiche Nazir. So the Gemara Yevamos says, I'll tell you why. Learn from here, the Gemara Nazir says from the Blimit of the Pasuk, that Bechol Makam, Aseh Doch Los Aseh Vaseh. No! Because Issa B'She'ela. The Ram says you can't learn from here because the Aseh falls off.
It's a different Zonsfar.
Because Eino, right, he says his own Sfar. Eino my Chiluta. But the fact that Yeshna B'She'ela, Eino B'She'ela, there are the Gemaras. Im ken gam ken ein nafka minakan. The Af ben Nazir Osir. The Ein Aseh Docha. Af the Yeshna B'She'ela. The Gam lo Sfir le Kariva. Im ken b'chol inyon over ba'aseh velos haseh veloikin. Al ken kosovo Rambam tamze ayinshon. So he's saying like this, that the Rambam does not have any rias from here about ein aseh docha lo aseh va'aseh. We don't know how he holds concerning the revolt, because when it comes to another scenario of ein aseh docha lo aseh va'aseh, the Rambam chooses not to go with the reason of the Gemara yeshno b'she'ela, and he goes with another reason that the aseh falls off. So there's no way, he says at this point, to understand how the Rambam paskins vis-a-vis the Riva. However, the Magid Mishnah makes his opinion clear about what he thinks in the Rambam. Vayein b'harav ha-Magid, perik yirav halach yidcha shekosav. Aval be'emes she'ein tzarech l'kach. The Magid Mishnah says, why in the world does the Gemara need the reason? By Kohen be'beis ha'kvaras, ein aseh docha lo saseh va'aseh. The Rambam says that a Kohen can't go into the basic forest because ein aseh docha lo saseh va'aseh. The Magid Mishnah says, why do I need such a reason? The tepuk de be'idna de oiker lav the tuma hainu keshe nichnas the basic forest akate lo makayim aseh de hashava. Ve'ein aseh docha lo saseh rak kimo kilayim b'tzis de havi be'idna. The b'meikir, when you're meikir the lav, you're already being mekayim na'aseh. V'siyin, u'le'inyin dina lo nafkamina midi, akam ha'shanya. So the Minchas Chinuch's point here is not to answer the question that we don't have be'idna, but his point is like this, that why does the Rambam bring this tam of ein aseh docha lo saseh va'aseh? He should have gone ahead and said what? He should have said simply, there is no aseh docha lo saseh to begin with. Therefore, even if an aseh would be docha lo saseh va'aseh, you still would not be able to go into the Beis HaKfaras. Why? Because it's not be'idna. Because at the moment you're matame yourself, you're still not picking up the aveda. So the Magid Mishnah says it must be that there is no nafkamina. Therefore, that's where the Ram brings this reason and doesn't need to go to say ba'idna. So therefore, it appears the Magid Mishnah is saying in the Rambam that the Ram would have no nafkamina between that it's not ba'idna and ya'aseh do'chalos ha'aseh va'aseh. The Ram would feel like the Riva, according to the Magid Mishnah, he interprets the Ram as no difference between ya'aseh do'chalos ha'aseh va'aseh and no d'chia at all that it's not ba'idna. So the Meshit Ha'ilui says... Yeah? Oh, so the Meshita Itilui asked you a question. So the Meshita says the Gemara should be a question on the Riva. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, I don't need a Pasuk Visalamta because Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Va'aseh. So the Meshita says, like you, what do you mean? I still need Visalamta. Because if Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Va'aseh, I understand you can't go in, but there be no Malkus. The Hisalamta would tell you you have to be Misalim, and if you go in, you get Malkus. So the Meshita says, Ein Hachinami, that the Magid Mishnah's question should be a question on the Riva from the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is against the Riva. Because the Gemara says, what do I need Vesalamta? I should learn from Ein Aseh Docholot Saseh Vaseh. According to the Riva, there's a good reason Vesalamta, right? So the Meshita has a very, very interesting answer. His answer is not what I would think from a Talmud or Reb Chaim. His answer is not a lumdisha answer, but it's an interesting answer, b'cheshbon. Listen to his answer. He quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks an interesting question. The Gemara on Lamed Beis a little later says that it says what? Ish imo v'aviv tira'o, right? Achis shapsasai tishmaru. Kuchem chayav b'chvaydi. That the juxtaposition in the pasuk is Ish imo v'aviv tira'o. There is kibud and yira for a parent. However, ach, but there's a miut in that. Meaning when it comes to being doicha, a mitzvah in the Torah, you don't listen to your parents. So the Gemara says, why in the world, by Hashavas HaVeda, would I need that? By Hashavas HaVeda, I wouldn't listen to my parents at all either. Why? Because the Asein Asei of Kibud Avim, Doicha, the Asei of Hashir Teshivim, and the Los Asei of Losucha Lehisalim. So the Gemara says, no, I would think the Asei of Kibud Avim is Doicha, the Asei and Los Asei of Hashavas HaVeda. Because since it says Kavedes Avicha Ve'asimecha, and in Mishlei it says Kavedes Hashem Mehunecha, the word Kibud, Hishvu, Kavod Aviv L'Imo, the Kavod Makom. I might think the Asei of Kibud Avim is so strong that it's even Doicha and Asei and Alos Asei. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and Nakamura asked the question, what is the Havamina that the Asei of Kibud Avim would be Doicha? There are anything in the Torah, any asay and los asay in the Torah. There's a halacha that when do you listen to your father? Ba'oisei masa amcha. Only when your father complies to the Torah. Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be passing that when your father's a Rasha, You do not listen to him. There is no mitzvah kibbutz avim by a father who's a Russian, which is a whole separate discussion.
Why is he a Russian in this case?
He's telling you, don't return the Aveda.
He's telling you. He's
don't return the Aveda.
He didn't do it. So
I understand, but he's saying, Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking, by the very fact, interesting, he's saying, your father's not an Oysa Masa Amcha.
Yeah,
so he says, no, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, a Chap. The father's a Lamdin. I'm telling you to do what the Torah says. I'm telling you to do what the Torah says. Do my asay, keneged the los asay.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
Right?
Yeah.
So then that's what the Gemara answers. Ain't asay docha los asay vasay. Even if he's a lam, then he's saying, let the asay be docha los asay. Based on the asay, now he becomes a Russia. Ain't also masa amcha. Now we go back to there is no dechia because the asay now makes him a Russia. You understand what he's saying? Meaning, that's not the classical in ase docha lo sase vase. The ase is to be docha lo sase. But now there's ase left. Now, retroactively, you see the father asking you to do this. He's asking you to do a maisa rishus because in ase docha lo sase vase. The ase is causing him to be a rasha. The ase is saying there's no dechia. So the major says that's how the riva would answer the gemara.
Yeah.
Even though the riva normally says, right, by there is no malchus. Here in this case of kibbutz avim, there would be malchus. Why? Because in this case of kibbutz avim, there would be malchus because the asay that's left over causes the father to be a rasha and says there's no dechia because ain't no isom asam.
His essay.
That's what the major.
His essay disappears.
Why is he telling the coin through the should not be considered to be a rasha? Because according to the rule, the loser say is knocked off if he does it. But you're still not allowed to do it because Ein Asay Docha Loser Devah Say. Why? It goes back to Ein Asay Docha Asay, because my ul mahay Asay. But let's say Ein Asay Docha Asay, and someone does it. You can't say that after he did it, he's a Rasha, because my ul mahay Asay works the other way too. Once I did it, who knows which Asay is better?
I hear what you're saying.
Sheva Altasa.
I hear.
He's a Russia because he didn't do Sheva Al Tasa, but once he did it, he didn't do anything so bad.
I hear what you're saying. That's an interesting point. Interesting, right. No, it's not definitive that what you do is wrong.
It's not definitive
what
he did wrong. It's just Sheva Al Tasa. You know,
in other words, for instance, you probably would not have to do tshuva on that, I say, right. I hear, interesting. But I'm just telling you the Chapa Rabbi Kivager and how the Matri Torah applies it. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting because that doesn't seem to be like a typical like brisker type of, you know, way of approaching something. It's more a cheshbon digger thing. Interesting. Okay. So anyway, it appears umuchach gam kemidvarav darabu lo sfir lekariva, meaning the Magen Mishnah says according to the Rambam there is no nafkamina whether the reason is that it's not beidna or whether the reason is ein ase dochlos ase vase. So if you held like the Riva, there would be a big nafkamina, correct? So the very fact that the Magen Mishnah seems to say, according to the Rambam, there is no nafkamina, seems that the Magen Mishnah, who was a Rishon, correct, is understanding that according to the Rambam, there is no difference. The Rambam is not holding like the Riva. V'sover the lokin hechad ein asei dochlos asei vasei. V'gam sover da filu im isa b'she'ela loikin ve'eno doicha. Dilav hachi nafkamina gedayla. Because if he held like the Riva, then there'd be major big nafkaminas between all these reasons. The machmas de'ed asei docholos asei vasei, the Riva would hold ain loikin. The gamul fi zeb benazir yud mutter. Ach fi hatam de be'idna. But if the reason was it's not be'idna, loikin ba'avar, afilu benazir, right? Kevin do avi be'idna ain doicha klal, afilu be'isa b'she'ela. Ve'evshe kamo mevor betaisis pektam b'nishcha. Listen to what he's saying. But maybe there is no problem of Be'idna. The question is now, let's go back to this question. Let's give the few answers in Rishonim. How could the Gemara entertain the possibility the Asay of Hashavas HaVeda is Doicha, the low, any low Sases, whatever it may be. It's not Be'idna. So the question is, how do you answer that? So the Minchas Chinuch...
Tell us there was a Ramban on this list.
So it's interesting. I looked at the Ramban, and so the Ramban gives two answers. Both answers are that Einah Chinami, you're right, it should not be Deicha. It's the Gemara is either a Dichui Ba'alma, or the preferable answer, and the right Girsa is Lo Dachinan, right, Mamona Mishum Yisura. Meaning the Ramban is saying, I have no answer. But I'm going to get out of it either through a girsa change to say to Dichui Ba'alma.
But we found one case where he could... Where
oh, so that's the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Yeah. But okay. The Ran and the Muke Yosef want to go off on a limb and say even his askus, or the beginning of being misasek in a mitzvah saseh, is enough to be dochel lo saseh. It's fascinating, right?
It's, yeah. It's like a hechsher.
Or there's a that's the Rabbeinu Yohaina
son. It's more than a hechsher.
It's more than a hechsher.
Right, that's the Rabbeinu Yohaina son and the Muka Yosef says that. Yeah. The Ran says something else. The Ran says that you're makayim hashavas aveda by doing anything to bring the aveda closer to the Baal. Meaning, I have a kiyum and hashavas aveda every step of the way that I move it closer to the Baal. So if it's a Beis HaKfaris, correct, just by immediately going in at the edge and moving it out of the Beis HaKfaris, that's already a kiyum in the mitzvah. That's what the Ran says.
You also had the answer that if you pick it up, you're
that's the Rebbe Akiva Eiger.
You're holding it for the other person.
Rebbe Akiva Eiger quotes some relative of his whose last name is Kalish, who says the case is a mashil and a shoyel.
Yeah.
Right? And the case of the mashil and shoyel is the mashil lends it to the shoyel. Correct? The shoyel loses it. And by the mashil just picking it up, right? He's mekayem hashavas aveda because the shoyel no longer has responsibility. And it's as if the shoyel returned to the mashil.
Well, you don't need a mashil. When you pick it up.
That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the minute I pick it up, is a kiyum because Yad Shomer Kiyad Bayim. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Those are those answers. The Minchas Chinuch wants it to entertain his own answer here. What's his answer? And his answer is a little strange. I'll tell you why. He says Efsher that I could give Efsher Kamodim Avur, but Tosas Parak Tomid Nishkat Nintesamen Av Divra Maschu Ase. The Ase, even though normally a Shai said Ein Ase Doch Ase. Tosfos there is of the opinion da ase ha chomer doich ase ha kal afilu im lav beidna, that even though ein ase doch ase and ase ha chomer is doich and ase ha kal. What's the case? The Gemara there in Tavanishchan and Tesaman Alf is discussing that the Gemara learns that the Korban Pesach is brought after the Tomit Shobein Arabayim. Why? Because it says Ben Ha'arbayim. If it would say bring it in the Erev, it would mean after, you know, in the afternoon, before the Tomit Shel Ben Arbayim. Since it says Ben Arbayim, Yuchadav, it's giving you the latest possible time in the day, even after the Tomit Shel Ben Arbayim, which normally you'd be over at Isser Aseh if you would bring a Korban after the Tomit Shel Ben Arbayim. Why? Because the Pasuk says Aleha. Right? It says Aleha when it talks about Aleha Hashlem. On the Tomit Shel Shachar, Aleha Hashlem.
No, Micha. Tomit
Shel
Shachar. Really? I thought on the Tomit Shel Shachar, Aleha. On that, do all your kabbanas. Meaning all your. What? Okay, maybe.
That's supposed to be mashlim to all the kabbanas.
Right. Sorry, Aleha Hashlem. Right, sorry. On that Tomit Shel Shachar, you have to be finished. So that's an assay. So the Gemara says, don't worry about the Korban Pesach bringing that. That's a pasuk, Ben Arbayim. What about if a guy brought the Korban Pesach, Ben Arbayim, but then after that, or before the Korban Pesach, the guy says, you know what, I have to bring a Korban to be Matar myself. A Mechusar Kippurim cannot eat a Korban Pesach. Can a Mechusar Kippurim go ahead and bring a Korban after Tomit Shel Ben Arbayim and Erev Pesach? I, the Gemara says, no! My hum ume hayaseh me hayaseh. The aseh of Korban Pesach cannot be dochel the aseh of Aleha Hashlem. Then the Gemara says it can.
It's kares.
Because the aseh is chomer kares, can be dochel the aseh of what? The aseh of Aleha Hashlem. Taisha says, very nice, it has an issa kares, but it's not be'idna. Anytime there's dechia, it has to be be'idna. So Tosfos says, for this Aseh Chomer to be Doicha, another Aseh Hakal V'Aleha Hashlem, I don't need Be'idna. But Tosfos Beferish says that's only true by Aseh Docha Aseh. By Aseh Docha Los Aseh, even an Aseh Chomer is not Doicha Alos Aseh. So So it's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch says there is an idea that sometimes an Aseh HaChomer doesn't need Be'idna. But Taisa says Beferish, that's only when an Aseh HaChomer is Doich another Aseh. But he wants to extend it and said that idea, even though Taisus does not accept that idea by Asadoch Losasa, he says maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe an Aseh HaChomer would be just like an Aseh HaChomer's Docha and Aseh HaKal, Yafila Im Lav Be'idna, Im Gen Hochaname Aseh Velosase, the Yeshno B'She'ela, the Kil, Efser the Lot Tzorich Be'idna. So he doesn't actually go ahead and say Chomer, but he says just like there is this idea that if you weigh the scale, and sometimes when you weigh the scale of the relative importance of the clashing priorities, sometimes the clashing priorities, one will outweigh the other, even though it's not Be'idna, if it's more Chomer. Even though Taisus only says that by an Aseh being Doicha, another Aseh, even though it's not Be'idna, he says, I might apply that idea here, that the Aseh versus a Los Aseh, and Aseh, the Yeshno B'She'ela, the Kil, Efshar, the Lord Tzorich Be'idna. That if on one side of the equation, one is either stronger or weaker, for instance, in the case of what? Nazir and Teglachas Metzairah, I might say that even though it's not necessarily Be'idna, I might say that if one end of the equation has a strength or a weakness, I could go ahead and do away with Be'idna.
So we're talking about Kohen versus Aparos. It's not Yeshua Yeshayla over here.
Yeah, that's...
What's it do with Yeshua Yeshayla over here? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says by Nazir, that I say is definitely said I say, it was Yeshua Yeshayla.
Right.
What does that have to do with our case?
He seems to be saying that case is also not Be'idna, no? But I'm not sure it is Be'idna over there, no? Because Teglachas Mitzari Makayim right away.
But even if it's not Be'idna, but our case is not Be'idna, but it's not... How is our case the Aseh Chomer? Or the... Where's the Chomer and the Aseh of Aveda?
It doesn't answer the case of the Aveda at all, correct? This does not answer the case of Aveda at all.
It's Pesach Sheni, because of Pesach Sheni, maybe you can say Pesach is more killed.
Yeah, but the Gemara says more chomer because of courage, right?
I think he's just answering the Magid Mishnah. He's just answering the Magid Mishnah's question. That, why did the Gemara have to say the Magid Mishnah was going on what?
Magamish is actually going on the Aveda case.
Yeah.
He's not going on the Nozer case.
I don't know what he's coming to answer.
He's coming to answer the Nozer case.
The Gemara takes care of Nozer case. The Gemara says Yeshua B'Sheva.
Yeah, but the Ram doesn't bring that reason, right? And the Magamish says there's no Nafkamina, the Magamish says, between what? There's no Nafkamina, the Magamish says, between whether the Rambam is giving his own reason by Nazir, or whether Yeshno B'She'ela. And the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by that. There is a big, should be a big Nafkamina between the two, right? Nafkamina should be between the two, that if you hold Yeshno B'She'ela, then there should be no Malkus at all, correct? But according to the Riva's reason, there would be Malkus there. There would not be Malkus. Now, as the case of Nazir also, there should be a big nafkamina what the reason in the Gemara is, correct?
According to the Gemara,
both cases
they
don't.
Both
cases they don't. I thought.
According to the Gemara, it's doicha because the Yeshna B'Sheva.
Right.
Both cases they don't.
There's
no nafkamina.
Right.
No nafkamina.
According to the Rambam,
right.
No nafkamina.
So if there is no nafkamina between the two, then it would appear that that would be consistent with what the Rambam holds like the Riva, if there is no nafkamina, correct?
Yeah.
But if you hold like Taisus, there would be Malkus, there would be a Nafkamina, correct?
Right, correct.
Right. The Rambam can hold not like the Riva. So let's say the Rambam holds not like the Riva. But you normally get, but here you don't get Malkus, but it's Yeshna B'Sheila, as Mara says.
The Rambam does not hold the reason Yeshna B'Sheila, correct? Right, Mechaluto. And the Magamish says there's no Nafkamina.
Uh-huh.
That's his point. Now, as the Ram brings one reason over the reason of the Gemara, and the Magen Mishnah says there's no nafkamina. What's bothering the Menchas Chinuch is, how can you say there's no nafkamina? Maybe there is a nafkamina between the two, correct? In one case it's Malkus, not Malkus.
So he has several blankets.
So, right. So that's his discussion. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Masha Kosav HaRav HaMagid, the Lohavi Be'idna, Ayem B'divrei Ayinu Mukiyosis. This is why I told you, with Sugyazu. Davi Machlokes HaRishonim, the Das HaRan, the Avi Be'idna, Kiyosif B'mitzvazu, the Das Ksas, the Lohavi Be'idna. So as a major Machlokes HaRishonim, is this considered Be'idna or not? As I mentioned, the Ramban is of the opinion, it's not Be'idna. But either it's a Dechiyah Ba'alma, or what's the other Ramban that we prefer the Girsa. That's why the Gemara gives the second reason of Va'od, Lo Dachinan, Isura Makamim Amayna. But then there is the Rabbeinu Yonasan and the Mukha Yosef who says that the minute you start being Isaac in the mitzvah, it's enough to be Dachil Lo Sasek. Vini Sfarazu the Mavur Ba'Gemara, the Lo Dachinan, Isura Makamim Amayna. What's that Sfara? The Lo Dachinan, Isura Makamim Amayna. What does that mean? Nira Hatam Kamoshim Avor Bixuvas Memman Aleph. You have Velese Ase the Lo Sia Leisha, Velitche Los Ase. Umetatsina di Amra Lo Beina Lesel Ase Kla. Meaning, the Gemara there says, let a person who is Ma'anis a Mamzeres be Makadish the Mamzeres because of the Ase of Velo Sia Leisha. The Gemara says, no. The Elo Ba'ina, because if she would refuse to get married, Ma'akir the Aseh, it's Oikir the Aseh. And any time that the other party can uproot the Aseh, then you don't say Aseh Dochalos Aseh. So that's what the Gemara means here also, the Minchas Chinuch is saying. And Mamash the Ramban and the Ran says Beferish. Hayo da Aseh Shechom La'akir, any Aseh where the other party can uproot it. Eino docha, ayein berishonim. Hachinami ba, asey demomom. Im ha'oivet, if the guy who lost the object says, eini roitze, shiyoshev lo bevade, ein al ha'moitze shum mitzvah. Im kei mitzvah kazu, diyomar lo be'inan. Eino docha aflos, asey greida. Shuv matzos b'sefer, aseyfes zekenim, that's the shittim akubetzes. Like I told you, this is the Rishonim say this. Shekosov kein, ayein sham, Shehitim od hadvarim vadvarim berurim. In kem bevadai kayen ha'ayver loike ki avar ala se velos ha'se v'zeh pasha.
Does that mean by the isha we're talking about, he has the ha'se v'lasi l'isha, she can uproot it. She can say I don't want.
Right.
So the ha'se can go away. It's not necessarily an ha'se. Now, I think logically that should apply. Let's say there's an ha'se. Let's say the Lasi Leisha would be up to him. I mean, well, my question is by Yibum, right? The Gemara says by Yibum that Minatera, I'd say Yibum would be Dechalav, because I'd say Dechalos, I say, right? It's only Midrabban would do Chalitza. Why would a guy say be Dechalos, I say, he has the option of doing Chalitza and getting out of it totally. So it should be an assay that it could be in the Eker. Who cares that it's by him? But fundamentally, it's an assay that doesn't have to be done.
Okay, so the Gemara and Chafim asked that question.
Oh, good.
Okay. And the Gemara says, Mitzvahs Chalitza b'makam yibum eino klum. Meaning Chalitza is not an option.
I know, but the Gemara is answering why it's not Efshul Chaim Shneim.
Right.
That I understand. It's not because Efshul Chaim Shneim, because Chalitza b'makam yibum lav klumhi. But this is a different svar. This is that Aseh shouldn't be not because Efshul Chaim Shneim. Is that the svar here? Is Efshul Chaim Shneim? If she can say Lebe'inus, is Efshul Chaim Shneim?
It's only an option.
It's more than that. Because it's not Efshul Chaim Shneim, but it's up to her. It's more than a Shul Chaim Shneim. It says this doesn't have a kach of an Aseh to be Dercha because it's not absolutely.
There's a weakness in the Aseh.
There's a weakness in the
right.
Aseh.
Yeah, but it's not really up to him. He's supposed not to choose.
So you're saying Yibum should have that weakness too, yeah. Inherently, because
fundamentally it's something that doesn't necessarily, in all cases, need to be. The guy could say it's not. Fundamentally, it's not an Aseh that has that strength that it is. For sure, going to happen.
Wait, in that case,
yeah, but if I say chalitza b'makom yibum eino klum, the guy really can't say lo be'ina, correct? guy really can't say well, but you know.
He says it works.
Yeah,
obviously he can. The Torah lets him.
Yeah, but the question is,
I understand he has that option, but maybe Beznes kaif him to do it.
But he's not doing the mitzvah when he does it.
Let's say Beznes kaif him. But I will tell you something. Tysus Yeshanim, you should know this, in Ksubas Mem Amar Aleph, asked the following question. If this is really true, that whenever the other side could be Meichel or say it's okay, no I say, then how could the Gemara ever entertain Kibud Av Ein Bing Doich anything? The Gemara says, let Kibud Av Ein Bing Doich Shabbos, and the Gemara says, no. Right? Ish imo vav teroa shabbat tishmaru. What's the havamina? The father could be Meichel. So the father could always say lo be'ina. So Tysus gives two answers. The first answer, what?
Good question,
right? The first answer, really I don't really. The first answer, I'm not sure I get. So let's put the first.
Regular Tysus should have asked that.
Right. Tysus inami there is like the real stocking. Inami, you're misunderstanding the Gemara. The Gemara is not telling you that any time you say lo be'ino, there's mechila, that there's no ase docha lo sasei. Rather, it's saying that you can't have ase docha lo sasei when she has the lav on her, because a woman, every isra arayas, a woman has in the Torah. And an ilo be'ina, the fact that she can say no thank you by v'losi el isha, shows that she has no chelek in the mitzvah of v'losi el isha. And if that's the case, ein ase docha lo sasei by arayas, if only one party has the ase and not the other say. Meaning the fact that she could say the ilo be'ina is indicative of the fact that she has no tzivui here. And if she has no tzivui, then she's got the Isser Arayas without the tzivu Arayas.
You're getting into that whole Tosas Yom Kippurim that talks about.
Okay, fine, you're getting.
But she also doesn't have the mitzvah. But how do we get out of that? We say, because she's necessary.
No. Matter of fact, Rabbi Kibbeger disagrees with you. And he says, you must say, according to Tosfos, this is one of the Tosfos, he brings about four or five Tosfos in Shas. And he says, that according to this Tosfos, Rabbi Kibbeger, and many other Tosfos in Shas, you see that Tysus Shita many places is that you won't say Ase Docho Lo Sase if the other party does not have the Ase.
How does he deal with Yibum?
So Ricky Baker says, according to Tysus, it must be the Mitzvah Yibum is also on the Isha. That's what Ricky Baker's conclusion. Because Tysus says this for many places in Shas. You know, where else does he say it? He says it by Chatziyev and Chatziyev Ben Chayron, he says it, right? He says, why should I have to free the Chatziyev and Chatziyev Ben Choron? Let the Aseh Puravu be Daicha the Lo Saseh Lo Yeh Kadesh, correct? So Tosfos says, no, you can't do that. She, whoever he marries, doesn't have the Aseh Puravu. So since only he has the Aseh Puravu.
But there it's different, because he doesn't need to be behind his Puravu with this person. By Yibum, it can only be with this Yivama, so she's necessary for the mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos Yom Kippurim is for. When he can't do it without her, then it doesn't. Then it's not a problem that she doesn't have the mitzvah. With Puravu and Eved, he can do Puravu with anybody else too. So it's a different. It's not a problem.
But that's Rabbi Kiva Eger Shita. And this Tosfos Ksubas is another Tosfos he brings. So Tosfos Ksubas learns the whole Sfora Ilo Be'ina differently, correct? So you don't have the problem by Kibud Av Ein. Okay, so let's see. He says it's right. Yemechanin writes, "She Yashiv Lo Bevada Ein Alamet Hashem Mitzvah In Kain Mitzvah Kazu Diomer Lo Be'ina Ein Adocha Aflo Sase Greida Shuv Matzasi B'Sefer Sefer Zekainim Shekasov Kain Ayin Sham Shehitim Oda Dvarim Vadvarim Barurim In Kain Bevada Kain Ha'Iver." If you're going to tell me that what, that similarly, that's what the Gemara means, that what Lo Dachin and Yisur Makamimona means, that since the other party can go ahead and say, no thank you, there is no din of Ein Ase Docha Lo Sase Vase. Now according to Tosfos Yeshanim, this Svara of the Ilo Be'ina is particular to the case of what Lo Sia Le'isha, correct? Meaning if the other party does not have any Ase, that's what the Ilo Be'ina means. You don't say Ase Docho Lo Sase. You clearly cannot apply this to Aveda, correct? So the fact the Ramban and the Rashban and Ritva say, just like over there, the Ilo Be'ina can be applied to Aveda. Clearly, they don't have.
Why?
Because how did the Tosfos Yeshanim learn the Svara over there? didn't learn its mechila. Tzitzis Rishonim had a problem with Kibud Av V'Em, correct? Kibud Av V'Em should also have mechila. So Tzitzis Rishonim says that's not the way to learn the Gemara in Ksubas. Tzitzis Rishonim says the way to learn the Gemara in Ksubas means the evil Be'in is indicative of the fact that she could refuse to do it, therefore she has no mitzvah chiyuvi. And if she has no mitzvah chiyuvi, his aseh can't be doicha, her los aseh mamzeres. Oh, so what's interesting is, evidently that Tzitzis Rishonim does not agree with the Ramban and Rad's interpretation of that Gemara. So the question is, how would the Tzitzis Rishonim learn the Sfarah of the Lo Dachinu Asura Makam Amayna? Therefore, just pointing out, that Tzitzis Rishonim would have to learn that Gemara differently. Okay. Let's continue with another parak. Umavur baram parakid av halacha yutes. Ros hametziah va'amar lo aviv. This is the Gemara I told you. Ra es haaveda. Someone says haaveda. Va'amar lo aviv. And the father says, al tachzirena. Father says, don't return. Yachzir. V'lo yikabel mimenu. She'im kibel me aviv nimtza. Why do I need that? I have ain't asked doch losa se vase. So the Gemara says no. I might have thought because it says covered as a vehicle vasi mecha because Hashem mehonecha hugish covered kvodol covered hamakom yishmol kamash malan. If your father says al tachzir, you don't listen to him. Vine imne mar kisfors hariva imken lechora nafkamina right. The imitan the ena doiche. So he's asking on the revolt from the Gemara. This is the Matrix's answer, correct? Dimitan de ena doicha doicha belos halosase. The achshav of the gully crudelo yishmala over alav gankin. Achin nafkamina. Dain loikin alav de losucho de have lav sheimba maisa. The gankin lav shibamama. Imken ein nafkamina. Lachin kosovo rambam tamze. Lachin kosovo rab magid de ein nafkamina ladina. Meaning, even according to the Riva, there'd be no nafkamina. Because even if you're going to tell me there is no dechia there, because kuchem chayavim bichvodi, still, it might not be have dechia, because kuchem chayavim bichvodi. But nevertheless, there's no malchus, because there's no malchus on lo suchal yisalim. So, lav shem b'maisa. Therefore, the Gemara could ask, why do I need a pasuk? I have in asif kibir avim docha lo sase vase. And don't tell me.
It's a lav shem b'maisa. That's what I don't understand. Let's suppose the Gemara gives a case. There's a case of Rava where he picks up something and he has a mind to gazel it, right?
Okay, right. So you're asking a question.
That's Chavav Beis in Bav Metzia.
Chavav Beis, right, yeah. Very great.
So he picks it up, right? And the Gemara says he's over on three things. He's over. So he doesn't get Malka. Right. So he gets Malka, certainly Agzela, right? Agzela is also, no.
The Gemara says
Nitin Lashava.
Right.
And then he's over on Hashem Teshiva. Right. There's no Malka there for sure. And then he's having Lusu Cholasa.
Right.
But then he did a Maisa.
Oh, so you're talking about an interesting question. You're getting to another sheet. Let's say there's a lav that, a lav Shemba Maisa, but I can also be over it in certain cases
right.
With a Maisa. Do you get Malkus or not? So that's an old question we had, right? By Lifnei Iver and etc.
Yeah,
so that gets into the Rambam.
Because
the Rambam says, Balyar or Balyamatse, and normally there is no what? There is no Malkus, correct?
Right. But there are cases.
But if you cook chametz on Pesach or you're kind of chametz on Pesach, then you would get malchus.
Get malchus.
So the Rambam sheet is
according to that, you would get malchus here.
Right. So according to that, there would be enough gemina.
But so okay, this gets into the question he and I were debating last week.
Yeah.
Which is when do you over? When are you over on the Lotzukol Hashem? So the Gemara over here says in Tafavon Beis, the Gemara says that if you wait until after Yish. Then you're over. Until you wait until years, you're not over. Alusa Polisalam. Right? The Gemara doesn't say it in Furish, but the Gemara says.
So I'll tell you, I thought about your question,
yeah.
And I thought it maybe to bring a right from the Gemara. The Gemara Chavav and Beis says like this. If a guy stands around and waits till Yeush
right.
And then picks it up, it says he's only over Losu Chalisalam.
Right.
which the Ramban brings as a raya. You see, there's no isser of harshif teshivim. You know, over harshif teshivim unless you pick it up. Unless you pick it up.
Unless you pick it up.
That's one thing. Then the Gemara says something else. The guy goes ahead and picks up the aveda before yesh. Almanas legoizle.
Correct.
He's over all three. The Gemara says harshif teshivim
osachazam losigzol. And he waits until after yesh. It's matana ba'amir.
Right, exactly. The Gemara says, and after he waits till after yesh and then returns it, the Gemara says matana ba'amir yohivle. So Tosfos says lav dafka. That's only true by harshif teshivim and lo sigzol. But lo suchol is alem. He does go ahead and rectify.
Right.
So if you're going to tell me even after yesh he rectifies lo suchol is alem, I would say certainly before yesh, even though he initially ignores it and comes back and gives it, he would not be able to lo suchol is alem. So that was my riot to you. I think it's a good riot,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I understand. Then what's this whole discussion, whether the revolt, not like the revolt, to be an Afkamina, whether you get Malkus, you never get Malkus. The suchol is alem you're saying is now nita klase, you can always rectify it.
I never said it's nita klase.
You just said that even after yesh, if you give it back, you take away the lava l'suchol asalam.
Because at the end of the day, I didn't ignore it.
You never had it.
At the end of the day, I didn't ignore it. I returned it.
You didn't do it. You didn't get it and lose it. You never had it. So is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying at the end of the day, if he returns it, you can't say he ignored it. Guy says, what do you mean I ignored it? I gave it to him eventually.
Yeah, but the one says matana ba'alma. It has
Tosfos says lav dafka, all
that's
three.
Unbelievable.
That's Tosfos. Tosfos says lav dafka. Other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim disagree.
You're all thinking Mar is Yehovah and all three. That's it. Finished.
That Tosfos disagrees with that.
But until yesh, you could always give it back. And that's the point I was making. Until you were saying, like, at some point you should be Yehovah, and it's only after years. Even according
and
to
by the way, the Gemara.
After
by the way, the Rivaz whole vort is not on this Gemara. The Rivaz whole vort, he's saying, is on the Gemara of Balti Tame. So Balti Tame, a coin's going to get Malkus, right? His whole discussion of the Rivaz is what about the case of coin basic verse? You have the Asay of Aveda versus the Asay and the Los Asay of Balti Tame. So there for sure there's Malkus, correct?
Right. So the Suzal Salam, you never get Malkus because it's all shaped by Asay anyway.
Right. Right. You never get Malkus on that. That's what he says right now. That's why he says there's no nafkamina.
Just said according to the Rambam, would be left.
That's what he just says. Ach ein nafkamina. He's saying the whole discussion about the revolt is no nafkamina in the case of kibbut avim. Why? The ein loken al halav de lo suchal the havei le lav she ein bo meisa the gam kein lav she b'mama.
But with the
Rambam, ein nafkamina.
Rambam would.
V'chein kaz v'ram tamzev v'chein kaz v'rav amagid the ein nafkamina ledina. So by the case of Besak Forest, there is a Gevaldig and Afkamina. Because Balti Tame, there's Malkus. But by the case of Kibbut Avim, we're talking about the Aser Kibbut Avim being Deiche, the Aser and the Los Aser Vashur Vashavim, there is no Afkamina. Because at the end of the day, Los Suchal V'Salem, there is no right, there is no.
What does it mean, the Gamke La Shuva Mom? There's another reason. You're not going to get ever Malkus in Los Salem. Lakshamam usually means because I can give it back.
Yeah, I think that's one of my. I think
that's going like Tessa's sheet. That once you give it back,
maybe yeah,
you would get out of those.
It's what it sounds like. It's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. At the end of the day, if I give it back, even
it's
though
it's only
what's
the point
of thesis that after yesh,
yeah, because there's no assay anymore.
So he doesn't mention
what is there an asterisk? What is there? I can't see. Is it asterisk or a number? What is that?
Dollar.
It's a dollar. Unless it's Rabbi Kivega I quoted with the whole cheshbon of the fathers of Russia, and that's why there's no dechiyah at all, etc. Remember that whole interesting shmooze about in Osama Samcha. Okay.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.